27th parak of Kelim, 11th Mishnah. Shloisha Shloisha Bashbotois. Boy of Tzor Melech. If you have a beggar which is 3x3 tefachim, but it's in the garbages, and it is strong enough to hold salt in it. So, the bayis, if it's in a, in other words, if it's in the garbage, which is area, which means basically the people are not mashiv it so much, it has to be strong enough to hold the salt in it. But bayis, if it's still at home, oy bari oy shoy melech. It's enough that it's in good shape, or it can hold a certain amount of salt, roi v'hakav of melech. So once again, in the house, it doesn't have to be as strong as it has to be if it's in the garbage area, because in the house it's considered more of a beged. Like we just said before, it has to hold a roi v'hakav of melech. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, bedaka, it has to be, we're talking about fine salt. Chachom Oimer, begasa, we're talking about coarse salt. Each one is intended to be makel on the shear. Rabbi Yehuda says daka needs a stronger beged because it's heavier, it's more dense, and therefore he uses that. Where the Chum say that you need a stronger beged for the coarse one because each grain has a little points to it which can puncture a weaker garment. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Shavim Shloisha Shloisha Ba'ashpas L'Sholosh Sholosh Ba'Bayis. He says that just like Sholosh Sholosh Etzbois, which is a smaller shear, three finger thumb breadths, that is the shear for Tumas Meis, so too the shear of Sholosh Sholosh for the Sholosh Sholosh for the Midras, which is 3x3 Tvachim, is the same thing. That in both cases, once they were thrown into the garbage, not considered clear anymore.